producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
James, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I guess I'll start with my question. My question is, do I have an unhealthy relationship with exercise? I exercise 7 days a week. I spend anywhere from 2 to 3 hours a day at the gym. It's definitely affected sort of my social plans and sort of career goals and job choices.
James, let me ask you, how old are you?
30.
Do you think you spend too much time exercising?
The problem is when I don't exercise, when I miss a day even, I start to just sort of feel down and...
Well, but that you didn't actually answer the question, did you?
Right.
Do you think you spend too much time exercising?
Yes.
Okay, I agree with you. All right, yeah. So now we need to look at why, and you've told me why, that it's become almost a compulsive act. Did you lose a lot of weight?
I've always had weight issues. I mean, I've been sort of fit for the last, I would say, 5-6 years.
Okay.
When I sort of go on vacation, I don't have time to exercise, I tend to overeat and put on weight, which really just sort of brings
me
down.
Okay, so the answer to that question would seem to me to be yes, that the reason that you overexercise is because it sounds like you're a person of extremes, that you're not really terrifically good, at least, or you haven't been thus far in your life of finding the middle ground, that you tend to work out to excess, you tend to eat to excess. So in your mind, at least, it's all or nothing. Either I'm exercising all of the time, or I'm going to turn into the Goodyear blimp.
Right.
Okay. And, in fact, your behavior tends to reinforce that, because when you're not exercising, it's not only that you're not exercising, it's that you're overindulging. So,
yes.
All right, you're 30 years old. What kind of work do you do?
A corporate environment. I work in marketing.
All right. So you work, what, a 40, 50-hour week?
Well, I tend to pick my jobs based on the 40-hour week, just so that I do have the time to get to the gym.
Okay, so what you're going to do is, so we now know that working out feels compulsive a bit. Second of all, it's limiting your career advancement.
Right, but I'm kind of okay with that.
All right, I'm not arguing with it. We're just looking at its effect, and you mentioned your social life.
Yes.
Do you date?
Yeah, I did, but I tend to sort of cancel plans, and, you know, I end up lying to people, saying that I have other plans, just so that I have
right.
time to...
How about if, let's try an experiment for the next, the next month is going to be a little tricky, but maybe I think we should try it anyway, and just see what happens. What if you decided that, and what if we decided that knocking down from 3 hours a day is a lot? What if we decide that you were going to work out no more than an hour and a half a day?
Right.
That's a lot. And
right.
you're going to work out, let's not make you anxious at this moment, let's say 6 days a week. All right? So you
right.
give yourself one day, and on that one day, you've got to make a decision that you're not going to overeat on that day.
Yeah.
That, as far as I'm concerned, you can go for a walk, you can date, you can pick whatever day you want. If you think that, for example, sleeping late on Sunday is going to lead to Sunday brunch, is going to lead to Bloody Marys, is going to lead to early dinner, is going to lead to pizza in front of the TV, then don't make it Sunday.
Right.
So the idea being that let's pick a day that you, for example, Wednesday may be a perfect day not to work out, just because you know that you're going to be at work. Maybe that's the day that you choose to have a date. But let's just try it. What I want you to do is I want you to buy yourself a notebook. Write a spiral notebook. Don't buy a fancy one. And I want you to keep track of how often, the day. I want you to keep really good notes. The day, the time, how long you're working out. And really, this is not about you following my rules. This is about trying to see about modifying your behavior. You being in charge of your behavior rather than your emotions controlling what you do. That you feel that you're working out because you enjoy working out, not because if you don't, it'll be Armageddon. All right, so we're just going to experiment. And this is a tough month to do it because of the holidays. But I said we might as well pick it now, because if we wait, I mean, there's no particular reason to wait. All right, so no more than an hour and a half a day,
okay.
Which will make your body feel surprisingly better. because you're over exercising. You're not getting much of the benefit. You're not getting the cardio. You're going to hurt yourself. Hopefully you're not doing the same stuff every day. You're smarter than that, yes?
Yeah, no, not the same every day.
Okay,
no,
so you do some cross training.
Yeah, I do lots of cardio, actually.
Okay. Well, but and cardio is fine, but let's see if we can't find, not only in your exercise, but in your life, James, some degree of moderation. Because moderation means you have choices. At this moment, as you point out, you don't. You don't have choices about your career because there's some overriding precept. You're not having choices about your social life because there's this umbrella, there's this cloud. You're not really even having choices about your exercise because you're feeling like, if I don't do this, so let's see if we can't, number one, put some pleasure back in your life, put some choice back in your life, and see if we can find a way of you moderating your behavior. Because if you can moderate this behavior, we can teach you to modify everything else and moderate it. Because I think that's really what you're trying to do, is find a place so that if you miss a day, it doesn't drive you crazy. And I must say, I'm with you. I'm one of those people who exercises. It's sort of an interesting time in my life because I moved, and there just been a bunch of factors. Work changed, my social life changed, my geography changed, everything changed about the last 6 weeks. So instead of working out 4 or 5 days a week routinely, or maybe even six, and there've been, maybe once or twice a week, there's a part of it that's driving me nuts, and a part of me that's not at all, that's sort of interested about what happens when I do that, and sort of gradually getting back to a place that probably, in the long run, is going to make more sense. And that's really what we're trying to teach you, except instead of saying, okay, you're going to have a cold and you can't breathe and so you can't work out for the next month, we're doing it the other way. We're sort of moderating it from the extreme, pulling back a little bit as opposed to starting from ground zero. All right? So I want you to keep notes and I want you to call me in about 4 weeks. If you're having trouble, if you're finding yourself being anxious because you're that one day off, or that you're feeling like, that I need to work out at least 2 hours, even if she says an hour and a half, then call me and we'll walk you through it. But the point here is not exercise per se, although part of it is the exercise, but part of it is you teaching yourself how to moderate behavior so that you have other ways of dealing with anxiety. Because I think that's really what's happening here, is you're using exercise as a way, you're spinning plates. And the problem about spinning plates is once one starts to fall, they all fall. And that isn't, you don't want to run your life that way. It's awfully expensive, not only on your calf muscles, but on your heart and on your stomach. We don't need you to have an ulcer. Right, so let's try it. Now, there may be a part of you that's feeling really anxious when I'm talking about this and thinking, well, boy, I'm going to hang up the phone and I'm not going to do this. And you certainly have that option. But why not try it? Why not learn something about yourself? Why not learn a really valuable life skill?
Yeah, no, it's great advice. I'm definitely going to try it. Thank you.
Yeah, and call me. In fact, why don't you call me in about 2 weeks?
I will.
Yeah, let's just see how you're doing, or maybe even a week, and let's just see how you're doing. And be honest with me about what's working and what's not working. Because if you can do this, James, you're going to be able to control your life. You're going to feel much more in control of your life, as feeling like you have to, that rigidity that I'm sure you're feeling all the time.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, that notion about being in charge of your life, as opposed to feeling like your life is just steamrolling you, and you can only, the plate spinning is always my favorite metaphor, because not only, as I mentioned, is it hard on your stomach and your calf muscles, it's hard on your crockery, right? Because there's always something crashing and burning. And even when it's not, you're anticipating it. You know it's only a matter of time. And that's an expensive way to run your life. And, on the one hand, we look at exercise as a way of sort of being in touch with our basic self, our mechanical, animal, sort of physical self.
Yep.
But if it's a way that doesn't lead to a sense of contentment and well-being, but rather a sense of necessity and urgency and anxiety, we're sort of offsetting any potential value of it. So, I guess the other point that I really want to emphasize is try it. I mean, what do you have to lose? That this is, it's not a dress rehearsal. You get to try whatever
right.
will work. And if it works, then you hang on to it. And if it doesn't work, then you try something else. And something that works for right now may not work in 3 days, or vice versa. So, you're in charge of your own destiny. And we are our own instrument. We are our own Stradivarius. And we need to be willing to, to try different things. That are, and the clue is to do things that are not irrevocable, right? So we're careful about piercings, tattoos, drugs, suicide attempts, because those things are hard to recover from, as opposed to just doing something a little stupid or a little unusual or taking a different path home. Or, I mean, we hopefully are not doing things that are incredibly dangerous or stupid, but that are at least different.
Now,
what do you have to lose? You'll learn something from it. And
hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, a bunch of movies coming out. Part of this is the New York Film Festival is going on, and so sometimes they debut movies at the film festival. So it's kind of a mixed bag this week. I'll just go through them in no particular order. The Good Lie is based on a true story of called the Lost Boys of the Sudan, which is in the 80s, the 85, during the Civil War in Sudan. There are a whole bunch of kids, I mean children, who were orphaned, who would walk literally thousands of miles sometimes to find a place where they could live. And before September 11th, there were about 3,600 kids that were moved to the United States. And this is the story of basically four of them. The big name in this is Reese Witherspoon. And they're saying she actually doesn't appear until, you know, maybe 45 minutes into the movie, which is a very harrowing first act where you've got essentially civil war going on and people being chopped up and kids being killed. And it basically is an intelligent movie that is done by Philip Filardo, who also did Monsieur Lazare, which was a movie that should have gotten more attention than it did. It was a movie about a teacher who is trying to help kids understand how complicated the world is. But this is not an easy movie, but it's an important movie, and it makes you understand how much of the world lives in constant misery. And how really, even when we try to do things, how very little effect we have, which is not a reason to do less, but to do more. So this is not an easy movie, but probably one that you should take if you have a spoiled teenager around the house to take them to.
Perfect.
Oh, I could just hear all those ears perk up all over the world. Men, Women, and Children is actually a movie that... you know, I wasn't so crazy about going to and really liked it a lot, although it's supposedly a movie about technology. A group of high school teenagers and their parents attempt to navigate the many ways the Internet has changed their relationships, their communication, their self-image, and their love lives. This is less a movie about technology than it is about parenting. And, and you know, it makes you sort of decry how much parents are not, don't quite get it. Because the technology, whether you're talking about the Internet or you're talking about Peyton Place or you're talking about cave paintings or you're talking about radio or television or the telephone or the car, that whatever the latest technology is has always been the downfall of civilization and kids are going to hell in a handbasket. But this one does a really good job of looking at the different ways of parenting and how messed up things get. I sort of like this. Probably the thing I liked very, very most about it, if you listen to my review, is Emma Thompson in her plummy British accent reads porn titles. And that by itself is worth the price of admission. There's also this kind of overview of Voyager and when they sent it into space and that whole kind of thing. But I actually like this movie. It took a while to get into it, and you're not sure exactly, but as I said, I think it's more, as a parent, it's kind of a great how to and how not to. And this is Jennifer Garner's movie. And Ben's movie is Gone Girl, which I did get a chance to review, which I will review for you next week. So they both have movies opening this week. My guess is, I don't know, it'd be interesting to see. His is probably viewed as a bigger movie, but we'll see. The Blue Room is an interesting movie that probably no one's going to see. It's 76 minutes. It's starred and directs by Matthew Amalric, who is terrific. And it starts with, first of all, it's subtitled, so I know. There's an affair going on, you know, not my favorite thing, which is really an incredibly sexy affair. And then it becomes a thriller. But this is a really, really interesting movie. and who you think the bad guy is, and what you think happened. A bunch of us had a big argument in the lobby after the movie. So any kind of movie that gets a whole bunch of us who see movies essentially all the time, and none of us agreed on it, is an interesting movie. So it's called The Blue Room, and it's absolutely fascinating. And probably no one's going to see it, but you should. At the opposite end of the spectrum, The Hero of Color City is 77 minutes. And this has got Owen Wilson, the voice talents of Owen Wilson, Christina Ricci, Rosie Perez, Wayne Brady. A diverse band of crayons strive to protect not only their magical, multi-hued homeland, but the imagination of children everywhere from a terrifying monster. I actually like this.
Really?
Yeah. And all right, here we go. There's basically, first of all, who could not love a movie about crayons? And you've got shocking pink, cornflower, and vivid violet, not to mention Tutti Frutti.
Ah, nice.
And this one, you know, I went in kind of gritting my teeth. And I think, all right, if you're going to go see movies, because animation has become kind of an art form, and this is an old-fashioned kind of movie for you know, really youngish kids as opposed to preteens. But there's something kind of appealing about it. It's not going to replace Barney anytime soon. Mm-hmm. But the heroine is a yellow crayon, and because she's yellow, of course, she's afraid of everything all the time. And, you know, and how she comes to deal with her fears. And there's a sock puppet, and one of the comments is, how could you view a puppet or a monkey made out of discarded underwear as frightening? I mean, so I kind of like this. If you have young kids, they'll probably like it. And it is beautiful, and it's very color saturated. But send your kids The Hero of Color City, and you can go see Blue Room. Because if you switch the two, you're going to be in trouble. No, it's not going to work at all. Men, Women, and Children is probably the pick of the week. Good Lie is harrowing and interesting. Difficult to watch. All right, so it's not, you know, we're moving into the maybe things get nominated for Oscars soon. Gone Girl, different people like it different. I can't review a movie I didn't see. It is stars Ben Affleck, but apparently Rosamund Pike is what everybody thinks is going to be the breakout star from this. So you can I'll catch it and review it for you. All right. In the meantime, if you've got something on your mind, we have about a half hour to go. So a great time to call me. If you call right now, I should be able to get a couple of you on the air. 855-99-DR-JOY. 855-99-3756-9. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Rick, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
Hi. Just want to know how to determine prior to it being too late as to whether or not someone is a true friend, as opposed to someone who lures you in, tells you everything you want to hear, and appears to be trustworthy for so long, over a year and almost 2.5 years, and then after they say they won't do something because the consequences are dire, they end up doing the opposite and telling you, well, you need to be careful who you choose to have as your friend.
All right, well, give me an example of what they did that they said they wouldn't do.
Well, they were asked not to communicate with certain bad people who are going to try and trick her. And she was also told, don't open the door, because if you do, they're going to come in and...
Well, but if you're talking... Are you talking about an adult human being?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's a bad friend. I think that's, you know, that adults don't respond terribly well to other adults telling them what to do. Children don't even respond well, but children don't even respond very well to adults telling them what to do. So another adult telling somebody what to do, I don't think that's necessarily a mark of lack of trust or friendship. I think it's something that you may have made an assumption that you were on the same page, and she just may have felt that either at the time that she agreed or that there was just no arguing with you, and so she just took the path of least resistance. And I agree with you, taking a path of least resistance isn't truly the mark of a friendship. But sometimes, that all friendships are not balanced and equal. And if somebody feels that they can't be heard, that they can't say, well, why is this, or I don't think that's a good idea, or there's just pressure from another standpoint, you know, I don't know that that's a mark of loyalty. I think having people, I think once you get in the area of saying to somebody, you have to do exactly what I say or you're not my friend, that's not loyalty, that's control.
Well, I never did say that. I explained to the person the consequences, repercussions, domino.
Well, but they may not have shared your perspective.
So how do you make sure they don't just nod their head and then you end up in hell?
Well, but then you have to ask, you have to say, listen, do you understand what I'm saying here? Or ask them what their feelings are about it. Once you're lecturing to somebody, I mean, just remember who you were as a child. And when your parents would tell you, you know, not to talk to strangers or to not eat your dessert before you ate your vegetables or to do your homework. And you'd very likely kind of nod your head. And you may even have at the time agreed. And then whatever it is that's tempting or where whatever sort of counter argument can be made sort of comes up. And it's why it's a good idea to ask people what they think as opposed to tell them what you want them to do. Because if you ask them what they think, they at least have to sort through their own motives and their own thoughts. And you're much more likely to get an accurate description than just asking them to say yes or no.
But if they're not thinking straight or they're uneducated with...
Well, Rick, that's patronizing to somebody to say if they don't agree with you, they're not thinking straight. Or if they're uneducated, that just means they don't agree with you. You have to be careful about that attitude because people take umbrage to it. I mean, the same way you did. I mean, your parents legitimately felt that they knew more about what was right for you than what you did. But that attitude doesn't work very well on human beings, and it doesn't work even when a parent does it with a child. So it's certainly not going to work when an adult does it to another adult.
But hold on, Dr. Joy. It's not that they're saying this. If I know more about science or if I know more about law than this person does, then that really is what it is.
Well,
and
yeah,
I,
but
I
Rick, but Rick, listen, you hear this program all the time. Presumably, one of the reasons people call me is because they accept that I'm a psychologist. I'm trained, I'm licensed, I'm experienced. But you hear all the time people arguing with me, and I never take umbrage at it. I don't view it as disloyal or disrespectful. I just view it as they view that whatever I know, but it may not. They may not see the relevance to what I'm saying or what they feel or whatever. I think once you view everything as if you don't agree with me, you're either for me or against me, you're going to limit your options and you're going to limit people's response to you. So I'm not sure I would view it as loyalty whatsoever. And you hear.
I said, well, it's okay to kick the tires and to be critical or to not be gullible.
But Rick, it's not up to you to determine how other people think.
So if this person is just self-centered out of so-called self-preservation, whatever happened to treat your neighbor as you would treat yourself? Like, if we're all about each other, ourselves, we're going to be at each other's
throat. Rick, but you're not saying that at all. You're saying it's my way or the highway. You're saying if you were my friend, you'd do it my way. And she may as well say, look, if you were my friend, you wouldn't ask me to do it your way. You'd understand why I did it my way. That's what
I'm
saying. You've got an argument that's not winnable and it's going to make everybody unhappy.
So, but it's not that I'm being a pig. I'm very selfless, actually, which is why I'm in the mess that I am in.
I'm not arguing that you're a good or a bad person. You asked me a specific question about friendship and about being, you know, about trusting people. And I'm saying I think that you're viewing it. The perspective isn't going to be helpful to you, and you're going to get disappointed a lot.
So trust nobody? What's the formula?
I mean, you find people who share a worldview with you. And, you know, that if they share the worldview, they're very likely going to go along with you, not because they agree with you, not because you're right or wrong, but because they're on the same page that you're on. If you and I decide that we're both going to go, you know, that we both like Italian food, then we're probably not going to have a terribly difficult time finding a restaurant. If I say, let's do Italian, and what you really have a feeling for, you really don't like Italian, you'd really like to try Chinese. And I said, well, why don't we meet at this restaurant, and you may be late, or you may call in, or you may say, well, it's right next door. The point is we got to make sure, and the only way to do that is to ask questions, not make statements.
Well, the thing is, people say, like Malcolm X said, what's true today may not be true tomorrow. And it's nothing sicker than someone who says, don't worry, you can stay here as long as you want. And
well, first of all, anybody who says, but anybody who says you can stay here as long as you want is not thinking very carefully, because most people are not willing to have an open-ended kind of situation. What you say is, listen, I'd really like to help you out. And when one person says you can stay as long as you want, what they may be thinking is, as long as it's not more than a week. Somebody else might be thinking, you can stay as long as it's not more than a month or you're paying rent. Or someone else may be thinking, you can stay as long as you want, as long as you help out with the cooking. So the question is not that words are the best we have, but they're not terribly distinct. And so when in doubt, if something's too good to be true, it probably is. So ask the questions rather than make the statement. And be careful about assumptions, because assumptions are what get all of us in trouble, because we don't state what we really mean, and we just assume. But it's a way to poison friendships, to be disappointed with people all the time, to be angry all the time. You have to ask the question of, okay, when you say stay as long as you want, does that mean a week or a day or a month or a year? And ask the questions. And the reason we don't ask the questions is quite often we don't want to hear the answers. We'd much rather work with our assumptions than the reality of what they really mean by that, so we don't ask. But that's a good way to poison friendships and to be unhappy all the time. So when in doubt, who's going to say stay as long as you want? Unless it's a hotel and you're paying them. That's not a reasonable expectation. And it's not to say someone can't be generous, and it's not to say they can't be self-effacing and charitable, but those words are going to mean different things to different people. So ask. Say, what specifically does that mean? What is it that you'd like me to do in return for this? There needs to be balance in any kind of relationship.
She didn't answer that. She said, go to school, get your education to become whatever, and then...
But does that mean that you have a year or 5 years or 20 years? And what's in the meantime?
I did ask that question like you told me to, and she responded by staying as long as you need to get your...
Well, but, that's as long as you need is not a specific amount of time at all. And what are your obligations during that period of time? And what's in it for her? I mean, you have to ask that question as well. And because it's not that people are good or bad, it's that people have different expectations and agenda. And the quickest way to run afoul of that is to not ask the question. And to sort of, because assumptions make an ass of you and me. I mean, that's why ASSUME. Don't assume. Ask. Always. And don't allow the question to be abstract, nor the answer to be abstract. And it's not that you're going to love the answer. It's the reason we don't ask the questions is we don't think we're going to like the answer, and we don't want to hear it. So we're just perfectly willing to stick our head in the verbal sand and just say, well, okay, that means whatever I want it to mean, as opposed to what they really mean it means. And words are the best we've got, and they're non-too specific, as you can hear. So rather than being angry at anybody, there's no real reason to be angry. It sounds like this is a person who really went into a situation thinking that everything was going to be fine, and it turned out the longer the time went on, the more complicated things got, which is not surprising in human behavior. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. All right, so this is a story. Shane, do you own a car? Yeah, you must.
Yep, yeah, in the Twin Cities, it's just the opposite of New York. We drive a lot here. It's very spread out.
Yeah, too bad, too bad. You don't have good public transportation?
Yeah, I mean, there is, yeah, especially right in the city, but you get out in the suburbs and it's
well, there was actually an article in the paper today, the local paper, that said that more people are moving into the city than the burbs.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Yeah, that's happening here, too, yeah.
The boomers are not wanting to live in the burbs.
Yeah.
They get the kids through school and they move into the city, which means that public transportation presumably is going to be strengthened.
True.
True. It's a good idea. All right. I had a friend, actually, who had a chocolate brown Corvette. And every time I was with her, we got stopped. every single time. Because it was just, it was a cop magnet. And I don't know if they were flirting with her. She didn't always get a ticket, but we got stopped every single time I was in that car. Because it was, I mean, and even when we were stopped at a stop sign, it looked like it was speeding.
Yeah, so. Well, there you go, yeah. And I don't have that problem. I drive a black Jeep. So
Boring.
Yeah,
boring.
Exactly.
Yeah. Suburban mom. Okay. So it turns out that they're saying that there are certain cars. Would you like to guess? Hopefully you didn't read this article.
No, I didn't.
Who gets the number one ticketed car?
Boy.
I never would have guessed this, but I don't know as much about cars as I did at one point.
Okay. Well,
I wrote the used car game, so at one point I knew a lot about cars, but I haven't kept up particularly because I don't own a car.
It's got to be some kind of sporty vehicle, I would imagine. Maybe in somewhat common. So, I mean, I wouldn't imagine it's a Ferrari or something like that.
No, that's what I would have guessed, a red Ferrari.
Well, right, right.
But, yeah, but, yeah.
Just not common enough, though. Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
Let's see. A Mazda MX or
well, you're close. It's a Subaru, WRX, an all-wheel drive road racer with a big "Look at Me" wing on the back.
See, no, I would have never ever guessed that.
33.6% of WRX owners have at least one ticket on the books.
No,
you know, any
kidding.
Car
wow.
That says "Rup 'em."
Yeah, yeah.
Closely followed by the 21st century edition of the Pontiac GTO. GTO, when it first came out, was considered a racy little car.
Yeah.
The Scion FR3, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, me neither.
The Toyota Supra, which I actually owned a Toyota Supra at one point.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah, when they very first came out, the radio station I worked for in Boston said, "Your ratings are really good. Do you want more money or a car?" And, of course, I said, "More money," because with more money you can buy whatever you want.
Yeah.
Not understanding that radio stations can trade a car. They can't trade money.
Oh, right.
So they got me a Supra until they figured out how fast I drove. And that Supra was a nice little car. That one moved. It had, I actually owned a Daimler at one point, which for those of you who are a car, they don't make it anymore. Jag bought Daimler out. And I had the last year that was made. It was a fiberglass body. It had an overhead V8 and weighed about the same as a VW. It weighed just about a ton.
I bet.
And it was, I had it up, I shouldn't tell people this, I had it up to 143 miles an hour.
Wow.
Which is stupid.
Wow, you're my hero, though, Joy. That's so cool.
Yeah, well, and it got stolen, and people asked me for the name of my thief forever because it had a fiberglass top, and it had a roll bar and a cloth top. And that little thing moved. It had a funny looking car. It had the little TR3 fins and the molded fiberglass,
cool.
Jag front.
Yeah.
And
cool.
The reason Jag brought it is because it was a better racing car. It was also, unfortunately, British Steel is known as butter. So I actually had, I bought it for nothing. I bought it for my then husband, which was stupid because I was the one who liked speed, not him. And I had to have it had no reverse.
Oh,
that's
really?
Okay. All you need to do is go forward, which is a little naive.
Yeah.
You actually do need reverse for things like parking.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, you actually do need reverse. And you can't just keep going around a block. It turns out I tried that for a while. So I had the first electron beam welded transmission in New England at one point. But that was such a fun car.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
But so that was the fastest car I ever had. But I had a Supra at one point. Until the station, somebody from the station drove with me someplace. And I'm not a bad driver, but I do tend to be a little lead-footed. I mean, it's just...
I have the same problem.
So they kept getting me larger and larger cars because they figured I was then their investment. It would just assume that I didn't end up, wrapped around a telephone pole. But Supra is a nice little car. But they said, basically 30% of all Supra owners get a ticket. So, but my friend, I swear to you, in that chocolate brown, and if it had been red, then I would have understood it because, it seems to be red.
Yeah.
But that was... So there really are cars that tend to get more attention from cops, apparently.
Isn't that in a Subaru, of all things?
This is the sporty one the thing on the back. So
yeah, I'm looking at the article here now, though, and it does say, and oddly, the Subaru Tribeca SUV comes in right after the Subaru, or right after the Supra there at 29%.
Yeah.
Isn't that odd? Another Subaru on there. And not
well,
the one
I don't
you would
know
expect.
Why. I guess there. I remember the first time I read a review in Consumer Report about the Subaru, and then people pronounced it Subaru. It was
okay.
It was not well enough known in the United States that people even knew how to pronounce it. It was pronounced Subaru. And the guy, I have never forgotten, the guy said sitting in the back seat was akin to being sinners in the hands of an angry God in a pew in church. He said he was never so frightened in his whole life.
Wow.
So that was the first introduction I had to Subarus, which are now called Subarus. So there you go.
That's funny. Yeah, my Jeep is, you know, not the sportiest thing, but it'll take you anywhere, so that's a good
thing. Well, but Jeep, the problem, I have a friend who has a Jeep, and the problem about Jeeps is that they tend to tip.
They used to. Not
so much anymore?
Yeah, not so much anymore. That's true, though. It used to be that the wheelbase was so
unstable.
Small.
Unstable.
You took a corner too fast.
Especially I watched somebody tip a Jeep on in Massachusetts on slippery leaves.
Yeah, sure.
Which are actually dangerous. Then we've got the VW Rabbit, the Mercury Topaz. Toyota FJQs and a Mazda. So the Mazda does make it in the top 10.
Okay. Well, it was
apparently
sort of close.
The top 20, the Toyota Prius.
Oh,
apparently,
funny.
That's funny. Prius. I think that's just out of sullenness of saying,
maybe
well,
so,
you can,
yeah.
Yeah, there you go. They said 19%, so one out of every five drivers reported getting nabbed at least once. Have you ever gotten a speeding ticket?
Yeah, I've had two of them in my life, which I think is probably pretty good.
I've gotten stopped twice. I've never gotten a ticket.
Are you kidding?
No.
Wow.
I've got stopped once, and both of them, one of them I didn't think I deserved. I had just gone to the Mass Psych Association. They tried to take my license away, and I was so upset. I was driving home, but I wasn't driving that fast, and I burst into tears when the cop came. And the other one, I should have gotten a ticket. I was going like 90.
Oh,
and
man.
He said, have we been drinking? And I said, I don't know about you. I don't drink. I didn't get a ticket. What can I tell you? That's why I don't own a car, folks. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.